Well, good morning once again.
Good morning.
There was a small town carpenter who was known for building the straightest tables anyone had ever seen. So people would ask him, "How do you get every line so perfect?" And he would smile and say, "I don't trust my eyes. I trust the line." So, one day, a young apprentice came to learn from him. And the carpenter said, "Let me see how you would make a table." So the apprentice got busy and he measured a plank of wood and he marked it carefully and he cut it. But when he finished the table, it was wobbly. And he said, "I don't know what went wrong. I measured it twice. I don't know what happened. It must be the wood."
Of course.
So the carpenter walked over and he picked up a thin piece of twine that was coated in chalk, and he stretched it across the wood and he said, "This is a true line. And when you align with it, the cut is always right. And when you rely only on your own sight, you open to the possibility of error without even realizing it." So the apprentice looked at the chalk line and then at his crooked cuts, and he sighed and he said, "So, the problem isn't the wood. It was my alignment." And the carpenter said, "Exactly. When you align with the right line, everything else follows and falls into place." You know, just like the apprentice in the story, we often think our lives are challenged not by inner experiences, but because of some outer condition, something we perceive with our senses. But the real issue is alignment. Not so much with the chalk line like in the story, but with the divine presence within us. When we are in sacred alignment with our spirit, our steps straighten, our choices clarify, our lives begin to reflect what? The truth of what and who we are. Sacred alignment, it's a conscious choice. It's a conscious choice to bring our thoughts, feelings, and actions into harmony with the presence and the power of God within. Oh my, what a difference that makes in our lives. You see, we often think that we have to strive for things. But it's in pausing from the noise of the world that all the chatter, who watched the news lately? And all the chatter from the news, it's in pausing from that and returning to the truth of what and who we are. Our way shower, just Jesus Christ. He said, "Follow me." If we look at some of the examples as he went about his life, then we know that the answers are found within. He said, the Father and I are one. And guess what? You can make that claim also. You can make it. So I want you to take a moment. I want you to take a moment and think of yourselves as individual outlets of infinite intelligence. Infinite intelligence, all the intelligence, all you need, all you can learn is where? It's within us. That's a heck of a statement, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's within us. As those things pop up, as those challenges arises, remember, it's within you. You are a part of the whole. There's no separation. The song we just heard, we say God is love, right? Yes. Well, there is no separation between you and the love of God. God is love. God is that power within you. God is that presence. You know, I just went through an experience with laryngitis. And oh man, as I laid there and I thought about it, you know, you take this, you take that, someone tells you try this, you try that. But one lesson I learned, get quiet, turn within, and know the truth of your being. And in knowing the truth, no, my voice didn't come back like that. But in knowing the truth, I knew this experience is here to tell me something. This experience is here for me to learn. And what am I going to take away from it? The greatest thing that I thought was be still and know that I am God. That spirit is within me. That power and that presence is in my voice. Be still and listen. You know, to be sacredly aligned is to shift from fear thinking, oh, what if I never get my voice back again? It's a shift from fear thinking to God thinking. It's a shift from reaction to spiritual response, from separation to oneness. It's a part, it's a natural part of our DNA to be spiritually and sacredly aligned. But it takes getting to know that. It takes getting still. It takes getting deep within your consciousness to come into this awareness. Now, coming into that awareness, it is the moment we breathe, taking that deep cleansing breath. It's the moment we choose again. My choice was from thinking, woe is me, to knowing that the presence and the power is within me, and I will speak again because in me is a message. In me is what I am on the surf plane to do. And in that moment, That's our moment to allow the Christ within to take the lead, to listen, to follow that small, still voice. When we remember our spiritual identity, our thoughts rise to the wisdom within, our feelings soften into compassion, and our actions, what? They flow from integrity and love. I read somewhere, sacred alignment is the practice of coming home to ourselves again and again and again until we recognize that home has always been within us. Mm-hmm. We never left, we were never far from it. So Jesus Christ taught us, mm-hmm. not my will, but thine be done. A moment of surrender and turning within. That's our sacred alignment. It's the quiet yes to the Christ within. It is the inner awareness that restores clarity, peace, and purpose. Each time we remember, each time we seek that power and that presence within, we realign. Each time we realign, we awaken. Each time we awaken, we shine. Our lights brighten, and it reaches and touches those in our energy field. Remember one couple of things. We do not align to become worthy. That's not what we're seeking. We align because we are worthy. Mm-hmm. That Christ is in us. We have the power and the presence to move through experiences that aren't so warm and fuzzy. When we return to the truth of our being, we stop striving to reach out to God, and instead we rest in the awareness that we live, move, and have our being in God. You know, that was our affirmation for the week. I hope when you get your e-blast and you see those, they're not in the e-blast. I hope when you look at your inserts every Sunday, that you take these home and you affirm the affirmations all week, because that's how we sacredly align, by knowing the truth of our being. The psalmist in 51 verse 10 said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within me. I love that scripture. And I say it often, when our inner atmosphere is cluttered with fear and resentment and self-doubt, alignment seems different. Distant. But the moment we choose truth, we shift. And that scripture connects me with the truth of my being. So where do we begin? How do you start? Romans 12 and 2. Be ye transformed by what? Renewing of your mind.
Amen.
We renew the mind through prayer, meditation, affirmations, and making conscious choices. So there's three simple practices I want to give you this morning. And use these in when you come up against adversity or when you just need the guidance to move through whatever it is that's happening around you. First practice is to pause. Take a moment. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when people say things to me, I just jump right in there. And then I realize, whoa, I should have taken a moment to think about what I want to say.
Yeah. I agree.
Because that didn't create the right atmosphere in that moment. So sometimes we need to just pause. Take that conscious breath and connect yourself to that spirit within. Second practice. Affirm the truth often. Get in the habit of doing that. No matter what pops up, affirm the truth often. I am aligned with the Christ within. Mm-hmm. I am a child of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. I am worthy of all the good that has been prepared for me. Affirm the truth often. And the third thing, this is the big one. Act from within. Act from within. You know, I said that usually I just jump right in there. That's not the way to go. Pause, take that conscious breath, connect with spirit, affirm who and what you are, and then make a decision from the place of peace within you, not from the pressures of the moment. You know, sometimes we think we gotta jump in there and say our piece, right? Pause, take a moment. And this doesn't have to be like 10 minutes. Only takes a second. Okay. Yeah. Make decisions from a place of peace within, not from the pressures of the moment. Take those practices, try them out. You know, I always say, you can hear these words, but take them and try them out. Put them on. When we get shoes, clothes, we try them on, don't we? Take these words, take these practices, and try them out for yourself. You know, they work for me. And I know they'll work for you. So let's practice right now. Let's take a moment. Affirm the Lord's Prayer. And then we're going to go into meditation. We're going to take that pause. Take that quiet moment. And listen. So let's affirm together. Our Father, which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,
as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen.
So take that deep breath right now. Giving yourself permission to take this time apart. Breathing in and breathing out, settling into the sacred space. And as we breathe in and breathe out, we allow our mind to quiet. And in quieting our mind, our hearts open. In this moment, there is nothing to fix. In this moment, there is nothing to chase. In this moment, this sacred moment, there is nothing to prove. And in this moment, we remember that we are not alone. God is here. Holy Spirit is here moving in and throughout this moment right here, right now. And we know in this moment, Spirit is here, closer than breath, steadier than thought, more faithful than any circumstance. So take a slow breath in and gently release, knowing that right here, right now, we step out of yesterday's story and tomorrow's concern, and we step into the sacred alignment. We rest in the eternal now, the place where Spirit speaks, guides and renews. And in this sacred moment, we remember what we are. We're expressions of the One Presence. We're extensions of the One Power. We're living in the flow of divine life. Feel the connection. Feel the peace that rises when you stop reaching outward and turn inward to the presence that has never left us. And we take this moment to just breathe, to know we are hailed, to know we are guided in the quiet. And in this very moment, we are loved unconditionally, and our hearts say yes. And quietly affirm to yourself, in this moment, I am one with God. In this moment, all is well. In this moment, I am one with God. In this moment, all is well. Breathe that in. Know that to be the truth. And as we move about our day, we know we are in sacred alignment with Spirit. And when you are ready, I want you to bring your awareness gently back to this time and place, carrying the peace that passes all understanding with you. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know the truth and the truth has set us free, that we can move about on this earth plane knowing that we move in that one presence and that one power. We are so grateful for one another, so grateful for this spiritual community that you have blessed so generously. So for this dear God and for all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
Amen.